Greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In my last program, I asked the question whether we are afraid of the economic collapse which is surrounding us. And I also made the point that I strongly believe that Jesus Christ's return is near. Now, some have asked the question, how would I know this? How can I say this? Didn't Christ tell us that nobody knows the day and the hour and that we shouldn't set dates? Well, absolutely, Christ told us that. But he also said that by the parable of the fig tree, we can know when his time of his return is near based on the signs he gave us. And in that same chapter where he gave us a parable of the fig tree, in Matthew chapter 24, he gives us a blueprint, if you please, an outline of things we should watch for. And he told us to watch. To watch world events, to watch our own spiritual condition, so that we won't be caught by surprise when it all happens. And so in the book of Matthew chapter 24, he talks about the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Now you have heard about those four horsemen, and you know they are listed and referred to in the book of Revelation. But in the book of Matthew chapter 24, also in the parallel scripture in Luke 21 and in other places, Christ is identifying and explaining those four horsemen, identifying them as religious persecution and deception, as war, as disease epidemics, as famine. But he adds some more signs. He's talking about earthquakes. He's talking about tidal waves. He's talking about volcanic eruptions. And he is also talking about a very precious or costly or expensive time, a reference to a global worldwide depression just prior to his return, from which Europe and England will recover, from which the United States won't. And then he goes on to explain that when you see the abomination of desolation standing at the holy place where it shouldn't, and when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then you know that its destruction has come near. Now he's talking about end time events. And if you go to the book of Zechariah, the 14th chapter, you find that when Jerusalem is being attacked by armies, then Christ will return. And it says he will fight against those who fight against Jerusalem. So now, what is that abomination of desolation Christ is referring to? He himself says, this is something the prophet Daniel talked about. So we need to go back to the book of Daniel to see what's being explained there. And there we find that a forerunner of this end-time prophecy was fulfilled in history under Antiochus Epiphanes, when he came in with his armies to destroy Jerusalem. And then he placed a statue of a pagan god, the god Olympus or the god Zeus, in the temple of the Jews, and he prohibited them to continue making and giving sacrifices. And so we find that the end-time fulfillment will be very similar. A power will come in with armies, and then they will suppress sacrifices which the Jews by that time will have begun to give, apparently in a newly rebuilt temple. And so we find from all the records we have that the Jews are ready to build a new temple. And if they get the go-ahead, they could have it done within less than a year. And we also find that apparently some kind of a statue of a religious figure will be placed in that temple. But remember now, Christ also said that it's just one part of that fulfillment of that prophecy. He also talked about when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies. What are those armies? Where are they coming from? The book of Revelation, also the book of Isaiah, the book of Zechariah, the book of Daniel. They all explain to us that these are armies of a European power bloc. In the book of Revelation you find in the 13th chapter, in the 17th chapter, and in the 18th chapter, that Europe will unite. In fact, we are being told that the ancient Roman Empire, after its fall, would be revived 10 times throughout the history of that empire in Europe. And we find that 9 of those 10 revivals or resurrections have already taken place. You find, for instance, that Charlemagne, or Charles the Great, was crowned as the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire in 800 AD in the German city of Aachen. And then you find later that Otto the Great was crowned as the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire of the German nation. And then later you find that Napoleon received that kind of a title as the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. And those persons knew that they were reviving the ancient Roman Empire. And the Bible says that would happen 10 times. It has happened 9 times by now. The last one happened under Hitler and Mussolini. Remember, Hitler was looked upon as a savior. He was looked upon as the one who would establish the thousand-year Reich, the thousand-year empire, an obvious relationship to the millennium, when Jesus Christ, the true savior, would rule on this earth. The Italian people looked at Mussolini as a god, and they started to even worship him as a god, as the ancient Romans worshipped Caesar as a god. Mussolini knew that he was reviving the Roman Empire. He declared himself to be the Roman Emperor. And Europe right now is trying to unite. And so they know that they are reviving the Roman Empire, the ancient Roman Empire. They have been saying that. In addition, Europe is defined in the book of Revelation chapter 18 as Babylon, a very powerful economic system. That's why I said that Europe will temporarily revive from this great recession or depression which is going on. And the Europeans are referring to themselves already as Babylon, specifically because of the disaster and the confusion regarding those languages. And it is that Roman Empire, that revived Roman Empire of Europe, which will send troops into the Middle East under the leadership of two very charismatic people. They are referred to in the book of Revelation as the beast and the false prophet. Now, the beast sometimes is also mentioned as Antichrist in religious works, but technically speaking, Antichrist is more like a designation of the spirit. It is a spirit which is against Christ. Because already at the time of John writes in his letters that the spirit of Antichrist was already there, and many Antichrists have already come into the world. But the beast is, of course, if you please, the personification of that spirit of Antichrist. He is a political military leader, and he is being accompanied by a religious leader called the false prophet, the one who is able to bring about some very terrible miracles, quote-unquote, some signs, and thereby he will deceive the people. These are the powers who will bring their armies into the Middle East. These are the powers which will surround Jerusalem, fight against Jerusalem. Christ says, when all of this is happening, you know, the end is near and my return is near. We also find that when all of this happens, it's going to be 10 nations or groups of nations, referred to in the book of Revelation in chapter 17 as 10 kings. They will give their power and their authority to the beast for a very short time. Right now in Europe, we have the interesting situation that the German court is looking at the Lisbon Treaty, trying to decide whether it is constitutional in light of the German Constitution. No matter what happens, if they say it's not constitutional, the Lisbon Treaty is dead. If it's still surviving, the point still is there's still going to be a core group of 10 nations or groups of nations in Europe which will give authority and power to a charismatic political leader, a new savior, as if you please. But you see, the people will be very disappointed by the savior. They have been looking to President Obama as a savior, and they are going to be disappointed by him too, as they were with Hitler when they called him a savior. But the Bible says the beast will only rule for a very short time, for 1 hour. In the book of Daniel, it's referred to as perhaps 3.5 years. Very, very close. Christ says when all these things happening, the great tribulation will come, a time so bad that no flesh would be saved alive. No one would survive unless Christ would come back to shorten those days. You know, my friends, until very recently that couldn't have happened, that mankind would have had the power to destroy himself, but now it is possible with the weapons of mass destruction which mankind has. And they can use those weapons, and they will, Jesus Christ is saying, and then I will return. My friends, all these things, and there are so many other signs combined, show us that his return is very near. And Christ says, watch always and pray always that you will be counted worthy to escape all these things which are going to come to pass, and to stand in front of the Son of God when he returns. So let us very carefully watch what is happening in the world. Let us watch our own spiritual condition, and let us realize that we are going to give account to the returning Jesus Christ very soon. But what an exciting time that's going to be. Can you believe that you are one of the privileged few who will live at the time of Christ's return? Let's be thankful to God for this understanding, for this knowledge, and keep watching and keep praying, and make sure that you are a light in this ever-growing darkness of this world, to show the world how we can live with God's Spirit within us, to show them how God's way of life can bring about peace and prosperity and happiness. Thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.